This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the nationwide human papillomavirus HPV vaccination program for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan today. The program will target approximately 1.15 crore girls aged 14 years every year across all states and union territories. The vaccine will be provided free of cost at designated government healthcare facilities. Vaccination will be voluntary and informed consent from parents or guardians will be obtained prior to administration. Meanwhile, the Indian Medical Association, IMA, has hailed the central government's decision to provide free HPV vaccination. Moreover, Prime Minister Modi will also launch, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 16,680 crore rupees in Ajmer, Rajasthan today. Mr. Modi will also visit Gujarat this afternoon. During his visit, he will inaugurate Micron Technologies' state-of-the-art semiconductor assembly, test and packaging facility in Sanand. We have more from our correspondent.
With a total investment of over 22,500 crore rupees, the project represents the first proposal approved under India's semiconductor mission. This project, which saw its groundbreaking just in September 2023, is now ready to convert advanced DRAM and NAND wafers into finished product for markets worldwide. A key highlight of this facility is its nearly 5 lakh square feet of clean room space, ranking it among the largest raised floor clean rooms in the world. Aparna Khunt, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has moved the Delhi High Court, challenging the acquittal of Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal, Party Leader Manish Sisodia and others in the corruption case related to the Delhi Liquor Policy case. The move comes hours after the trial court passed the order. The CBI has said that the trial court, in its order, has ignored several important aspects of the investigation and the material has not been considered adequately. The Election Commission will publish the incomplete final voter list of West Bengal today following the Supreme Court's order. The list will also contain the names of the voters whose credentials were verified by the judiciary engaged in the Special Intensive Revision or SIR process on the order of the Apex Court. The draft list will contain the names of 7 crore 8 lakh voters that will also remain in the final list. Director of National Centre for Organic and Natural Farming, NCONF, Dr. Gagnesh Sharma has said that the government's goal is to gradually reduce dependence on chemicals and move towards sustainable, science-backed agricultural practices. Dr. Sharma said this while addressing a two-day national seminar cum exhibition on natural farming in NCONF, Ghaziabad, yesterday. He said that natural farming is a key mission and the discussions during the seminar will help the stakeholders address challenges in certification, post-harvest management, market linkages and scaling up natural farming nationwide. The theme of the seminar is Exploring PGS India Certification and Scaling Up Natural Farming for a Healthier India. National Science Day is being observed across the country today. The day is observed every year on 28th of February to commemorate the discovery of the Raman effect by the eminent physicist Sir C.V. Raman. Sir Raman was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1930 for this groundbreaking discovery. The Union Ministry of Science and Technology's Department of Science and Technology will host the national level celebration at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. The theme for this year is Women in Science Catalyzing Viksit Bharat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has extended greetings to scientists and researchers across the country on National Science Day. And moving on to sports now. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. Chasing a target of 160 runs set by New Zealand, England scored 161 for 6 in 19.3 overs. Early opting to bat first, New Zealand scored 159 runs, losing 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Today, Pakistan will face Sri Lanka at Palikele. And that is the end of this news bulletin.